We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Miami. It's Toby, Leroy, and Beast here with you.
Ooh, a little Matt Geo Wild going on right now. Is that a silverback gorilla with a baby gorilla? Can y'all feel that? You think I could win a fight against a baby gorilla?
No.
Oh, all right. First of all, his arms are way too long.
I would say this. Leroy has a better chance. During the break, I asked Leroy, because he's fiddler crabbing around with the basketball. I said, how many free throws could you make out of 100? And he said 75, 80, which I doubt, but, you know, he says.
I think Leroy can get there.
And guess what?
An athlete's an athlete.
And I haven't shot in a free throw in.
Right, and then he said he could make 35 or 40 threes. So I would predict that Leroy could easily top both those marks before you take down a baby gorilla.
I don't know, man. I think I'd take that gorilla down.
Only if he thought you were playing. But then once he found out he was serious, game over.
Game over, yeah.
I wonder how much a baby gorilla can lift in comparison to a grown-ass gorilla.
First of all, he can hit you in the nose 5 times before you could touch him because you got the little
heel. He will disembowel you before he even thinks about lifting you.
I don't think he can. I mean, he doesn't have claws. What are you talking about?
No, they have teeth.
Did you hear this?
Rip your intestines out.
Let me give you a chance to win $1,000. Then I gotta get your thoughts on this.
You guys want to take a crack?
Yeah, you guys want to give a crack?
Miami.
Miami.
No.
Wait. Welcome. Heat.
No.
Welcome.
No.
Bienvenidos.
No.
Hold on.
500 degrees.
They're not gonna get it, Robbie. It's a little reachy. I gotta say. Especially on the, they've had a big attitude about it.
Oh, wait. Oh, I remember writing the words for today thinking one of them was really going to be a stretch.
Yeah, local.
That's it. Yep. That's the one.
Local.
Why wouldn't you play Pitbull?
It would have thrown you down. I could have played Fireball. You would have guessed Fireball, Pitbull, Bull, Pit. It would have taken you a while to get there.
This one was better, Robbie.
Yeah, it was either Trick Daddy.
By the way, happy birthday to Pitbull. He's 38 today.
Oh, shit. Good for him.
Yeah. Shout out. Maybe we could have a little Aquaman Africa later on in the show.
No. In celebration never play of that song,
oh,
ever.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
From ocean to ocean. Local. Text that to 72881. Your $1,000 give and go is brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. And if you don't win this time, you'll have a chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. So, yeah, I was listening to Levitard on the way in.
Can you do that, Tobin?
Can I do what? Palm? Probably not.
That's
sideways.
Ball,
I think I might be
small, but here's the problem. It's doesn't have air in it, so it's harder.
I think if I get the right grip, I can do it.
I can barely palm like a baby ball.
So I was listening to Levitard on the way in.
Yeah.
And he had Rod McGill on. And so
fake ball.
We have sworn enemies on this show.
Yeah.
But the newest enemy is the possum.
Yes.
Correct.
F possums. That is the creed we live by on this show.
I don't think that's the creed we live by.
F possums.
Yep.
And because we have a friend, Tony Burns, who runs the poker show over there.
Correct.
At the Hard Rock.
We love Tony.
He has his own chickens, and with your own chickens comes eggs. And this rat bastard possum went into his chicken coop and ate all the eggs and gave him that. But I hear this Ron McGill spreading this propaganda today on the Levitard show claiming this is a harmless creature.
Ron, there's recently been an opossum wandering in my neighborhood climbing in oak trees, and I think it lives in the area. Is that something we should be concerned about, or is he harmless as long as you leave him alone?
Absolutely harmless as long as you leave them alone. These are animals that, you know, all they want to do is find a free, easy meal. They like to get into people's dog food, people who feed their pets in their backyard, not indoors. These possums pick up on that very quickly. They like to get into trash cans, any type of fruit and vegetable, you know, things that are thrown out in the garbage. They go to that. They are totally harmless. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm not saying that one cannot bite you if you try to grab it. They can. People have this misconception that, oh, if you try to grab it, it's just going to play dead. It's going to play possum. People watch that dumb commercial, you know. But they don't always do that. And I have seen a possum give a pretty nasty bite if people try to pick it up. But they are more bark than bite, even though they don't make a noise. They open their mouth, they kind of go. And they got big, long teeth, so they're pretty impressive that way. But they want nothing to do with you. You leave them alone, they will leave you alone, promise.
No. Take them out at all costs. They're evil little demon rats. Can't be trusted.
They'll eat, give McGill a minus one.
They'll eat all the eggs, McGill. All of them. A real egg thief. Oh, they're harmless. What about the baby chickens? I mean, unfertilized, granted, but what about the baby chickens?
Somebody said, there you go. Free, easy meal. Bunch of eggs.
Let's get the headlines. Yeah.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Heat and Milwaukee tonight, taking on the Bucks, 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Zaz and Tommy Tighe have the broadcast here on the ticket.
Lock City, baby.
Looking forward to this one. Robbie is saying it's Lock City, Heat and the money line. Good luck on that.
They have won six in a row against the Bucks, in case anybody's wondering.
The past doesn't matter.
Sure it does.
It's the present.
It's psychological.
Do you hedge your bet and then take the spread?
No, you take a little bet on the money line, you take a big bet on the spread. Yes.
That's...
All right.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yep.
That's exactly what you said. Yes. Okay. That is a hedge. Correct, Leroy.
You guys know if they win today, they're creeping up on those Celtics. It's getting close. Two games in the loss column.
Every time somebody loses two games, you look to see how the locker room's doing, and then you want to pick their players.
That's a vulture.
You know about that vulturing, Leroy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Touchdown vulture.
Talking about. Hey, by the way, in case you're wondering, all my touchdowns weren't one-yard plunges.
No.
Robert Smith breaks a 35-yard run to the one. And the Horde comes in and finishes the job.
Yeah, we know about the three-yard quote.
You know what? Check this out. Is it my fault he couldn't finish it?
No.
Okay.
Feels like they just want to keep his numbers down for his contract. Correct. Or something like that.
Yep. No. Put in Horde.
Anyway, Celtics, two games up in the loss column in the Heat. Creeping. Kyrie's mad at everybody. Jaylen Brown's mad at him. It's all not going so great for old genius Stevens over there.
Oh, here we go again. On the college, let's go NFL first. Mike McCoy looks to be the next offensive coordinator of the Jaguars. Not that it matters. As long as Blake Bortles is their quarterback.
Well, he's not going to be their quarterback.
Oh, okay. Back to Blaine Gabbert.
Oof. How would you feel about Ryan Tannehill being the quarterback of Jacksonville?
I think it makes sense because the Jaguars' defense doesn't have a very...
they got about one more year.
Yeah, expiration date on it is coming up quick. Like, Calais Campbell's probably got a year left of being a good football player. He wasn't as good this year.
And Jalen Ramsey, he's going to run his mouth right out of Jacksonville.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay Jalen Ramsey a lot of money.
Yeah, no, he won't.
Shell out the big bucks for Nick Foles.
Well, and getting to that, the Eagles continue to reiterate they are tied to Carson Wentz.
They could draft Kyler Murray.
Or Haskins.
I'd be down to draft Kyler Murray.
Would you rather have Haskins or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray.
You want the little short dude?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray's more exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, I want excitement.
Okay. I'm not saying yay or nay.
Can't see over the line.
But here's what I am saying.
Kind of a problem.
All quarterbacks who have that ability to run usually aren't as good throwers.
I'm more like, if you're going to, don't give me the short thing. Like, everybody coming at me with the short, I'm not, if you're going to tell me about his body, like his body can't hold the game.
Well, he's definitely not built yet.
I'll buy that more than saying he's short. I've seen short quarterbacks succeed. Dude's got a hose.
This guy's the shortest of them all.
Three quarterbacks in the history of football.
Always had to be a first, Robbie.
Flutie, Breeze, who else?
You think Flutie was a successful quarterback?
Breeze at least 6 foot.
Yeah, he played for a long time. He had a long career. Buffalo, New England, and wherever else he was. Canada.
He's a dropkick.
You got Breeze.
Breeze.
Baker and Russell.
Michael Vick.
Vick wasn't that short.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vick was short.
Vick was short.
Not 5'8 short.
No, under 6 feet.
He's six foot flat.
Keep in mind, 6 years ago, a quarterback had to be over 6'3".
There's been a lot more tall quarterbacks failing than there have been short quarterbacks. I stand by that.
We have a couple of comments for you here.
Okay.
One, gorillas have greater PSI bite strength than great whites or lions.
Ooh.
I'm sure a baby gorilla can disembowel you.
You're dead.
Nope.
Right? And, dude, opossums are North America's only marsupial, i.e. related to kangaroos. They're pretty badass and one of the few animals that don't contract rabies. I got dumped?
Nope.
No.
Minus one.
To that guy?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm not here for your possum facts.
What's the difference between you eating the eggs and a possum? They're still getting eaten.
Those are my eggs. That's right. It's called thievery.
It's called stealing.
That's dishonest. It's an animal.
Didn't you suggest
that
we get
lacks character?
Didn't you say we should get a show of possum?
No, he did not.
No. Never.
What was the animal that you said we should get?
I want a studio lemur.
Really?
I'd like to see you send that email off.
Would you? Here.
Send it right now.
Right now.
Slip it in with the Rubles.
Here.
Yeah.
Who do I send this to?
Send it to Ramsey.
Who's our CEO?
David Field.
David. Not coming up in my search contacts.
Beast has it. You best believe.
I'll just send it to Len. Len. Dear Len.
You want to copy me on it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Brian.
So, right now, if you had
studio,
a chance.
Here. Subject studio pet or?
Studio pet.
Studio pet. Yeah.
Tobin, dear, Beast, Rob. Dear, I'm going to ask you a serious quarterback question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How can we be serious? He's running the boss about a lemur.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
DJ Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins.
Becomes available at 13. Do you take one of them?
Haskins. Yeah, take Haskins. I pause on Kyler.
If someone says they have a lemur, they'll be happy to bring him in.
Preferably. I can bring you a lemur one day.
Lemur. Can we get
I see that going god awful bad.
For this
mascot.
Expense.
Mascot is a better term.
Studio mascot.
Studio mascot.
As opposed to studio pet.
Thank you, Texter. Right. Studio mascot.
Mascot.
So.
Should I say that somebody will take care of it? Like,
no, I'm not taking care of it.
Lemur, keeper of the lemur?
Back and forth.
Who's the keeper of the lemur?
I will. I'm going to make Robbie keeper of the lemur.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Really?
Get a good.
Hey, man, no. you can't sign people up to take care of some wild animal.
Get a good deal on a ring. On a ring.
I'm going to put two logos in the cage, and he's going to scratch one, and that's the game. That's the team I'm going to bet on that day.
$34.99 on Amazon.
Robbie's making lemur bets.
Robbie has switched from Crocs to sandals every day.
Really? Well, these are temporary. You know? As soon as I get the new Crocs, the sandals are being
what
ditched.
What is the new Crocs?
Dude,
you've been working on the new Crocs for a month.
Well, look,
and a half.
I've been lazy. On football weekends, I get lazy. Now that there's not going to be any football on Saturdays anymore.
You know you can order them on your phone.
Email sent.
Oh, damn.
You got the sound.
Dear Len, we on the Midday Show would like a studio pet. Preferably a lemur. Can we get approval for this expense? I can get a good deal on a ringtail lemur for $34.99. Robbie is stepping up as keeper of the lemur. We good? Question mark.
Why'd you see Lynn run by the window? Hey, what's that? We can't have any animals in the building.
He's in his office right now going, what the bleep?
Hey, so anyway, you didn't answer my question.
Hey, what'd you say?
If Dwayne Haskins,
right,
or Kyler Murray,
yeah,
are available at 13.
For the Dolphins.
Do you take one or do you wait until next year, not really knowing how bad you're going
to
be?
You know, I had one question I would ask Beasley, but we were just running short on time. I wanted to ask him about Stephen Ross and the kind of influence he's going to have on this brass, because he's kind of been more of a hands-off guy and letting guys do their job. And they didn't listen to him last year when he wanted Lamar Jackson. And so he's keeping Chris Greer around. That's kind of his guy now. They got this young coach. Is Stephen Ross going to swing his weight around and be like, hey, man, I want Kyler Murray. Make it happen. Because it seems like the early impression is he's willing to wait. What he said at the press conference was he's willing to wait. But he is 78 years old. And so now that the Heisman Trophy winner's in play, is that what he wants? That I think is an interesting thing. Like, what is Stephen Ross's how is he going to behave with this new regime? Because I think he's watched a lot of guys screw up and he's had a lot of success in his life doing things himself. Will he just step up and say, No, you guys didn't listen to me last time when I wanted Lamar Jackson. That turned out pretty good for Baltimore. Why don't we do what I say?
It did.
They made the playoffs. This first year. Hey man, we can't take one stinker against the Chargers
no,
and say
no,
he's
no,
gonna
no,
be a
no,
buster.
No, but
pretty bad.
The reason why he wasn't drafted is because he can't throw.
Hold on, though. He went. He took John Harbaugh from getting fired to getting an extension.
Oh.
He did.
Only to be fired a year later if he doesn't learn how to throw.
For now. Took him from fired to an extension.
It's all about results, really.
No, I mean, the process of this worked. Like, he took that team from... Oh, man.
What?
He said no.
That was quick.
Wow. Wait.
Damn. Even attached a picture just to rub it in.
not just any picture, like a big-ass picture.
A big, scary lever.
All right, we're gonna have to rethink this.
He said one word. No.
Maybe if I could turn this into something for sales. That normally...
Really?
Yeah, how's Rubal's going?
Lemur will be out by the time they get around to it.
We get such a crackhead lemur if it was in charge of sales.
Doesn't the lemur look like...
Gase?
Adam Gase,
yeah. Look at them eyes. He's got lemur eyes.
Adam Gase has lemur eyes.
Yeah, seriously, look at that picture.
Adam Gase is a lemur.
All we need to do is put
a taco in front of the lemur and have it follow it around.
All Adam Gase needs is a giant furry ringtail. And he would be a lemur.
He's not getting any fur on his head.
I know we have to do 15 minutes of heat next, but since we have hashtag third hour, mm-hmm. The Twitter machine is lighting up with the Miami Herald's columnist take on quarterback situation.
Ooh, I want to hear about that.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. It's also brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. And All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game with 4 South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. A lot of things going on the show today. We've realized now that Adam Gase looks like a lemur. We've been denied by our boss to have a lemur as a show pet. Although a listener says he has a lemur?
A listener says he's willing to bring a lemur by for us to just check out.
Oh, I would
not
love
for us
that.
To keep.
Can we get approval for that?
If you don't ask.
Send another email.
All right, cool. Tell that guy we want to see his lemur.
$7.90 the lemur.
Whoa.
Yeah. I stand by what I say. Speaking of animals, Hassan Whiteside, I got duped today. So I see Hassan Whiteside talking on his Instagram, and he's talking to a dog. Because, of course. And I only assumed, like, oh, yeah, it's just Hassan Whiteside talking to animals. But then it dawned on me, and I was like, aren't they on the road? Does he have a hotel pet? Like, is he the first guy on the heat that they've just decided, yeah, Hassan, you can have a hotel puppy?
So does he bring that on the plane?
I don't know. But he's talking to this animal, and he's spitting some Spanish at it.
What's up, baby? You want to practice Spanish with me? Well, they thought I wasn't working on my Spanish still. Guess what? That's it. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, ¿y tú? Oh. Hey, Rosa. No me gusta, me gusta. Rosa, ven aquí. Ven aquí, Rosa. Ven aquí.
Hmm. Come here.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Rosa.
It turned out to be a dog statue. But only Hassan Whiteside would talk to this thing as if it were a real thing.
Okay. Do you think the dog statue was in the room?
Are we serious?
Yeah.
So he is having...
I'm just going to play along.
Full-blown
yep.
conversations.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
That's
He's
right.
practicing his Spanish.
Yeah.
With a dog that is not real,
That's
that
right.
he has named... Rosa.
Yep, correct.
Yeah.
Now
minus one.
Thank you.
Did he bring Rosa?
I don't think so. I think it was part of the hotel.
You think so?
Now,
because
this makes.
Would you put it past Hassan?
Oh, him talking to a statue makes me.
No. Would you put it past Hassan to bring a statue of a dog on a plane?
Like it's his thing. Like it's his comfort.
Yes. Like it's his transitional.
Well, I kind of thought like that was his thing. Like I was like, wow, did the Heat actually approve of him getting a puppy? That's what I thought. I was like, all right, like Hassan's, because honestly, what is the harm? If you have a pet friendly hotel, what's the harm in Hassan Whiteside having his own dog on the road?
You know, the airlines are getting off of that.
What do you mean?
Letting you fly with
yeah, but
JetBlue, you pay $100, you fly with your pet.
Yeah, but they don't fly like the rest of us.
They fly on Mickey's charter, bro.
Yeah, they got their own plane.
Why'd you throw my granola out, bro?
Yeah, they don't have to go through security or anything.
It's really good.
I thought it was chewy.
So you guys are more concerned that Hassan Whiteside's talking like that to a statue than you are that he would actually have a road pet?
Yes. Yes.
No. I'm actually more concerned that he brought the statue from home.
It's very Hassan if, first of all, the fact that the Heat would even allow him, right?
Yep.
Allow him to travel with a pet is crazy. Because I don't think Hassan's getting any special treatment.
Do you think that if he had the pet, like let's say that Hassan Whiteside was in Milwaukee and he just got a good tip on a breeder and he came back to the plane and just like has this puppy?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
No. You're not going to oust the puppy. Eric Spoelstra's an animal guy. I've seen him. He's got a cute little doggy.
First of all, you're in Milwaukee.
I feel like there's a set of rules for all rest of the humans and then different rules for Hassan.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I think they just know that Hassan is
let
different.
Wait. Let me get this straight. Let's be clear. Everybody's not a fan of dogs.
That's true.
Okay. But you gonna let a guy bring a dog on a plane?
I mean, but it's a different plane. It's like, it's the team plane.
It's still other people on the plane.
Most people are Udonis Haslam, dog breeder. Remember he had that whole thing with the vet who castrated his dog like without his permission? Wade, tons of dogs. Most people like dogs. Chris Quinn loves dogs.
Even though he's a cat.
Yeah, Chris Quinn cat. He's an animal lover, Hassan Whiteside. You think that they wouldn't let him bring it back? Can he at least bring it home?
Look,
that's a four-game. It's a four-game trip.
Here, so let me get this straight. And here's your explanation for Hassan. Perhaps he found a breeder.
Correct. In Milwaukee,
and he's gonna fly the pet to the other three stops, and then back to Miami. You don't even make sense yourself. So let me ask you this. At what point, here's the next press conference Spo's going to have. Yeah, what happened to Hassan's minutes? Well, he was more concerned with that damn dog than he was about playing basketball. Because you see it happening.
Yeah, but maybe he becomes like the rally dog. Maybe he becomes like.
Oh, they could be the team pet.
Yeah, yeah.
Rosa could be the team pet, even though it's not real.
Do you think he's stealing Rosa from that hotel room?
Yes. Rosa's going in the bag.
Rosa's definitely going to be at like, the next stop. Like, what's the next game?
Detroit.
Rosa's definitely going to be Detroit.
No, not only that. The next time we see him take a little stroll around his koi pond, Rosa will be with him.
Yeah, like there's going to be an expense charge on the Heat's credit card statement that says, what do they call those things in hotel rooms? Discrepancies or something like that?
What do you mean, like a folio?
Yeah, like when you got to leave your car number just in case there's damage. What the hell do they call those
incidentals?
Things?
Incidentals, yes.
Yeah, Heat are going to have an incidental, and they're going to be like, Hassan, what happened? And he's going to be like, Rosa. Just stole Milwaukee's puppy. We, of course, remember that Hassan Whiteside over the summer had a conversation with his cat, S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores. Say hey to Snapchat. S'mores. Hey, Snapchat. S'mores. Hey, S'mores. Say hey to IG. S'mores. S'mores. S'mores, look. S'mores. Why you be laying on your back like Garfield? Huh?
That's our guy.
Adult.
S'mores, man.
Max player.
Is there rumors about him going to the Hawks?
I saw that text. I was looking at it. I'm not sure. I don't see anything quite on it yet.
Somebody said you can't.
That might have been the final straw. Him talking to that dog. He's like, all right, let's call the Hawks right now.
Yeah, they said you can't have a dog. It'll bite Chris Quinn.
Because he looks like a cat.
Somebody said, I hope Whiteside opts out. Are you crazy?
Oh, he no way. Opted no out? Way.
Are you kidding?
Well,
no.
DeAndre Jordan had the same contract. And I wouldn't be surprised, like but here's the thing: you got to make Hassan Whiteside miserable, and miserable enough to leave his koi fish. And I don't know about that.
No, he still keep his place.
So, but he wants to live in his palace.
Got palaces everywhere.
You can make a palace anywhere. The Hassan Whiteside news
can't make a palace.
Comes from a website called The Inquisitor.
The what?
Inquisitor.
And what do they say?
J.B. Baruelo. Actually, he takes it from fan-sided soaring down south.
So it's a it's a Hawks fan blog?
Right. Chris Guest of fan-sided soaring down south.
The director?
No. The Heat could engage in a trade deal with Atlanta before the February NBA trade deadline. In the proposed trade deal, the Heat will be sending Hassan Whiteside and a future first-round pick to the Hawks for Jeremy Lin, Dwayne Dedman, and Justin Anderson.
What? So basically they're giving up a first-round pick to take Hassan?
Do the Heat have a future first-round pick?
Yeah.
Like ever?
Yeah.
When, 2021 or something?
No, that belongs to the Sixers.
Oh.
That belongs to the Sixers. They have the rest of their picks, though.
Somebody yeah, all three said, of those guys are expiring contracts for the Hawks.
So that, would Sarah that McLaughlin's be... going to be calling in 5 minutes. Because we talk about the dog.
So how much money is that, Robbie?
Well, Lin's at $13 million, Denman's at $7.2 million, and then Justin Anderson's like a $2.0 million.
It works on the trade machine, if you're wondering.
So it's like $22 million would be coming off the books for next year?
Yep. I'd do it.
But still be off the cap, though, right?
Well, yeah, the caps wouldn't.
I mean, because here's the thing: you're
it's
only
not like the NFL.
You're only giving up a first round pick to get rid of Hassan Whiteside
for one year.
If you are looking for a path to get into the free agent game this year, which look, it's a good class. You know, Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, all that stuff. So if you're going to make that move, you need to talk to the Hawks. Like, you need to go and find other moves to really clear things out and get into it. Like, I don't think you're doing that. Just say,
can you do that when you're 500?
I don't think so. I don't think you give up first round picks because, like, at that point, then you're just 1 year away of eating Hassan Whiteside. You're, like, you're almost at the finish line.
But if you're at 500 right now, you're only a player or two away. If you start dumping guys,
mm-hmm.
then you're more than that.
Well, that's why there's a key matchup tonight we have to watch for, boys.
Somebody might be unhappy. Middleton?
Sixers versus Timberwolves.
Oh, in Minnesota.
No, it's in Philly.
It's in Philly?
But even if it is in Philly, doesn't mean that ass kicking is going to bother Jimmy Butler any less, especially 2 games after being called soft by Ben Simmons. And so, maybe.
I mean, he was kind of right.
Who?
I mean, they played soft, is what he meant.
I know, but some people don't like that word. Remember how mad. I think it was Reggie Bush who said the Dolphins suck, and Jeremiah Bell did not take well to that.
Right.
That was a while back. I know it's a really
wow, that's,
I know it's a really random Dolphins reference.
Let me explain something to you. You see how players get offended by being called that?
Yes.
And you want them to tank.
Who? I don't want them to tank.
Dolphins.
Well, they're coming out and saying it. That's what the reporters are saying, that they're basically implying that they're going to tank next year.
No, here's what I want. Here's what I think the Dolphins should do if they're really going to do this. But we'll talk about it on the other side.
The Nets will inbound. The Celtics are not going to foul. Nets pulled away to a 27-point lead and then withstood a furious rally. And in the end, the Nets hang on to end their 10-game losing streak to the Celtics. 109-102 is the final.
Creeping. We're back, baby! Woo! Oh, I loved it. The Boston, the Brooklyn fans chanting, Kyrie's leaving. Danny.
You call Pat Riley. You call him up. And you say, what will you give me for Kyrie? You pig.
And maybe you'll get your beloved Justice Winslow. Maybe. I may say no, though. Justice Winslow trajectory? This Kyrie Irving's a little full of himself. I got to be honest with you. He really is.
What are you doing?
What? He is.
Why?
Come
you,
on.
First of all, question,
his team got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year without him.
Why are you caught up in all this other drama from all these other teams? Worry about yourself.
Just say the earth was flat.
Whoa. When you sit and you are in Pat Riley's perch, you got to take
I don't believe he has a perch.
He does. You got to take a temperature of the whole landscape. And Pat Riley is like a buzzard. And when he sees a carcass and some flies around it and some rotting meat, he takes off. Just a scope.
He soars. Was that a bird or a whale? I couldn't tell.
No. Whales. But I don't want to do that because I feel like I let, you know, people are getting mad at me.
What's the bird sound like?
I tell you what. All your animals are starting to sound alike.
Sounds very, very similar.
No, it's completely. Listen again.
Okay.
Whale. Vulture.
They kept getting farther.
Oh my. Completely different. So, you have to keep, Beast, you have to keep in mind. I know this hurts you because you're a Celtics fan.
I'm not. I'm a Heat fan.
Things are a disaster in Boston right now.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Yeah, you know, this is the trust tree. You're a Celtics fan.
I'm not.
Things are a disaster there because they put all their eggs in the Gordon Hayward basket. His legs don't work.
Man, give him a chance to get healthy.
I'm with you. I agree. Bro, but they're not, I don't know what to tell you.
His bone was sticking out.
Don't know what to tell you, man.
It's going
to
take a minute.
Kyrie, don't wait.
Here. How about this? Remember the same things they were saying about Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
When he started playing?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Nothing would work.
Yo, give him a minute. He just missed a year and a half.
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Kyrie Irving. He's the one who's yelling at him. Poor Gordon Hayward with his beautiful hair. And then you got to keep an eye on the Jimmy Butler situation because it's getting toxic.
I don't think I want him.
Toxic. Maybe I don't know if I want him either. We're just throwing this out there. I don't know. But if you were to offer them up.
Less than 3 months ago.
Yeah.
You were wailing for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but we might have dodged a bullet. But you got to explore all options.
Let me ask you a question. You go from wanting him to we maybe have dodged a bullet. What if you end up with Jimmy Butler?
Oh, fantastic. Heat culture. But if we don't get him,
then we dodged a bullet.
Dodged a bullet.
It's all about the optics.
Exactly. How do you, Leroy, in life, how are you looking at things?
Tobin sounds like Vanilla Ice explaining how Ice Ice Baby is stolen from Queens under pressure.
Totally different. Totally different.
Point for Texter.
It's completely different. But you do have to keep an eye out if you're a Heat fan at Jimmy Butler against the Timberwolves. Because if he loses to that team tonight, and Karl Anthony Towns owns him. Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
He'll be hot.
And so then Philly has to say, oh, man, are we going to make this? Because mind you, they're in a tough situation because they got these two figureheads, these two young bucks in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. You got to keep them happy. They're the faces of your franchise. But then you got Jimmy Butler imported this year, and he wants a boatload of money. Didn't really want to go to Philadelphia. Wasn't on his list. But he's there. It's not ideal. He's walking into the games with his agent. It's dicey.
What animal was that?
That was just me, you know, contemplating things.
Oh, not animal sound.
No. Okay. So it's whale.
Okay.
Vulture. And then contemplating. It's completely different. And then you got the Kyrie thing. Where Danny Ainge...
I want to put this nicely. You have lost your damn mind. You marked the tape, 244.
Oh, for son of a biscuit.
What?
Apple changing charging cable again.
You guys are the suckers that keep buying the new ones. I'm staying by on my six. I'm dying.
Are you serious?
Hey, man.
They take away the headphone jack. They think they're too cool for school now. Yep. No, I'm not buying it.
No, you know what it is? It's because they can't.
They stopped the free upgrades.
No, they stopped coming up with like cool stuff. So it's like, let's just make money through all the accessories.
Well, because
these sons of bitches.
Because they whiffed on this last phone. Where people are like, I'm not paying $2,000 for a phone. You crazy, Apple. And by the way, I'll tell you who's getting fat and sassy too. That Netflix.
Oh yeah.
They're raising their prices too. And also, they unless you have a family plan, you can't share with anybody and blah, blah. So the report says Apple will move to the USB-C cables that are already being used by the iPad Pro. The USB-C cable debuted in 2014 is used by the Samsung Galaxy 9 and Google Pixel 2. So basically, they're becoming everybody else. You can lick my damn spots.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Spicy.
That was a little borderline.
Yeah. Keep it right. Keep it right. Keep it tight.
Spots is
isn't Crocs closing?
No, they
closed their factories because they had enough made, but they're not closing.
Hey, what was the thing? Hey, by the way, what was the thing that everybody was getting upset about? Twitter last segment you were talking about.
Oh yeah, do we have time? No, we should probably wait.
Now we got time.
We got time. We got the third hour.
All right, so listen, I have no personal feelings towards Armando Salguero one way or the other. Sometimes I think he makes some stands that I don't necessarily agree with, but, you know, he's never stole a freight train from me.
Huh?
That was a Neil Rogers thing, never stole a freight train. So someone tweets at Armando, hey, why don't the Dolphins, I have to find the exact tweet, but to paraphrase, why don't the Dolphins, you know, pick up Colin Kaepernick for a year? If you're going to tank, you might as well just, you know, pick him up. And then you can, you know, do whatever you want.
This texter doesn't know how to tanking at all. Here it is.
Kaepernick has a stopgap until next year's draft. I know you don't like him for his admiration of Castro, but it's a cheap quarterback option until next year. And you go after Tua or whoever Greer converts. And then Armando replies, I'd rather have Satan at quarterback. And the entire Twitter sphere has broken down.
In fairness, that texter knew what he was getting into. Like, when you throw the Castro thing out there with Colin Kaepernick, you kind of know where Armando's going in that direction. He's written like 900 columns about it.
So Armando's mentions are just
fire
hellfire.
Right now.
So then he tweets block party with an exclamation point. And then he tries to set the record straight by saying, in case you are not aware, I have no love for Cap. Don't agree with him. Don't respect him. If that bothers you, so be it. I will not be silenced. And if you're wondering why I feel this way, he links to his column where he, you know, rips Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
But if you go check out Armando Salguero's mentions right now, you will just see fire.
Just hot fire.
Yes.
Which is where Satan would be comfortable. Now,
there is also a little bit of a hypocritical situation.
Why?
Well, Armando, in his bio, says Jesus Christ first. He's a very religious man.
Yes, so?
So for him to advocate for Satan being the quarterback doesn't seem very godly.
I kind of think that's the point, isn't it? Like, yeah. He's willing to go against his religion, the Dark Lord, at quarterback, which, by the way, I mean, you would turn around tanking right away if Satan was quarterback, because that dude spins it.
Satan can throw the rock.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Satan throw the rock?
I haven't.
Sling that pill?
What's wrong with you?
Flames with the football as it
Robbie,
follows?
Robbie, in that Adam Sandler horrible movie.
Little Nicky, get in the flask.
Lost one.
Point for Robbie.
Remember Dan Marino was in hell?
Yeah.
Trying to make a deal, and he was a Jets fan.
Yeah, same as a Jets fan.
He wouldn't make a deal with Marino for a Super Bowl.
Terrible. It's horrible.
My favorites.
Like, it all went downhill after that. Right?
I disagree.
No, I think that was a demarcation line. I think that was the one.
Little Nicky.
I think that was it.
That's where it just went south for Adam Sandler.
Did that come before or after Mr. Deeds? Because Mr. Deeds was still okay.
Ooh,
funny.
I think Deeds was after.
No, and then what about
Click? Anger Management was after that, though.
I like Click.
Click is good, but that's a different genre. That's not like Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Click is a trick because you think you're going there for the laughs, but then they make
your feels. Henry Winkler. Oh, Dad.
Man.
What?
Wait. Does anybody remember Henry Winkler when he was the coolest guy on planet Earth?
He went from the Fonz to your grandfather.
I mean, he was
the coolest guy on Earth.
Right. Who's from Ocean's 11?
Brad Pitt?
No, the other guy.
George Clooney?
George Clooney.
He was right.
He was the George Clooney of the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
Correct.
Last I heard of Henry Winkler, he was doing a reality TV show with George Foreman, and he was riding around on an elephant.
Right, and Starbuck. Bradshaw.
Mr. Deeds was 2002, Little Nicky was 2000.
Okay, so there was good movie after Little Nicky, and that was it. I mean, Anger Management was okay.
You guys are a fan of 50 First Dates?
50 First Dates.
Okay.
But again, that was like one of
what
his...
What about Zohan?
That was one of his...
that was much later.
No, but like 50 First Dates was one of his Drew Barrymore rom-coms.
What about I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry?
That was okay. That was okay.
Well, what about the Longest Yard remake?
No, that was horrible. Grown Ups was good, though.
Grown Ups was good.
At 1 and 2.
Hotel Transylvania? Was okay. He was a voice in that.
What about That's My Boy with
That's Anna hilarious.
Sam,
no. Rex Ryan?
Nope. No.
Hilarious.
Nay.
I thought Crocs were like $8.
No, they're like the cheapest ones are like $20.
Yeah, it's high class, man. Get with the times. Hashtag third hour is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.